You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, and welcome to another AfterBuzz TV after show for Castle. Welcome everybody! Yay!
We're here!
We're both here!
Well,
yay!
Heather's here.
I'm
thank
here.
God.
I'm sorry, you guys. I left you for 2 weeks. I'm so sorry.
I can't do the show without you, Heather.
No, I mean, Tiana's my body awesome. Failed me.
No, it's okay.
So thank you, Tiana, for stepping in.
I'm just glad that you're feeling better.
Yes.
That's where I was at.
I'm feeling much better, you guys.
Okay, I'm glad.
But it was a rough 2 weeks.
Perfect timing, though.
Yeah,
I know. Awesome episode.
Amazing. So if you guys are watching on YouTube, make sure you guys, give us 2 thumbs up or 1 thumb, I guess it has on YouTube.
I mean, either way.
You know, whatever. Comment and let us know your theories and everything. And if you're listening to us on iTunes.
Hello.
Make sure to give us 5 stars. And you can find us on Twitter as well. I am at Heather Joy Smith. And with me tonight is
Alexis Torres. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at atorres890.
And you can always use the hashtag at ABTVCastle to send us your theories.
And right here somewhere. Right
yeah,
somewhere.
We keep our phones up here, so you know. If you're watching live, make sure you tweet us. Say hello. Give us your theories. Tonight's episode was episode 15, Reckoning.
Yes.
Yeah, and this was kind of a two-part episode from last week, and so we, you know, get to see Castle freaking out, obviously, for good reason.
It was a good twist because of the fact that, yes, we've all been, like, you know, craving and cringing about, like, oh, we need to find out what Castle's up to and what did he do, and, you know, from day one of this season. But now it's kind of, the tables have turned. Now he knows how it feels, which he brings up at the very end of the episode, of losing someone, and he was just losing his mind.
Yeah.
Like, we were sitting there watching going, Is this Richard Castle right now? Because this is dark.
Yeah, and the crazy part about it is, you know, I hate to say that Castle kind of needed Kate to go missing for him to get that feeling, but here she's been struggling with this for months.
Yeah, 2 months.
And Castle, I don't think he quite grasped how hard that was on her and what she actually had to go through until, unfortunately, this happened to him, and now he knows, you know, he could barely get through 2 days. Think of what she had to go through for 2 months. I mean,
which he brought up, he was just like, I don't know how you handled it.
Yeah.
I was going crazy for 2 days, and you had to deal with this for 2 months. But, I mean, it's brought them closer as a couple, which
exactly.
is fantastic. But I also feel like, not to get into predictions, that Kate is not going to – I mean, she's usually really good about getting herself back into the saddle and, you know, pretend like everything's okay. But I feel like – this episode's going to kind of, like, change her for the rest of the season and maybe any other seasons after that, because this was a scary one for her.
Scary for her. And you know, she wasn't quite right at the end. And, I mean, if this is how Castle's acting now, possibly his whole kidnapping had something to do with his behavior, because, like you said, he was in a very dark place this episode.
Yeah, I mean, the episode brought it out of him, or I'm sorry, the situation brought it out of him pretty easily. But I was proud, which we'll get into later, of how we all have been talking about this. Tiana, you, me, and most of the fans are just like, Castle, stop going around by yourself. But again, let's get into that, because I want to talk about it.
Okay. So let's start out, you know, the first kind of scene that we get is a payphone envelope. This is Richard Castle on it, which we obviously know this is directly, you know, for Castle.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kate's voice on a voice recorder saying, help me, help me.
Which was scary to hear.
Scary! Mm-hmm. But, you know, they didn't know that it was going to be on a recorder when they got the payphone call and whatever and go and, you know, go there as fast as they can, which kind of scared the crap out of us. Like, whoa! Like, how fast are you going?
It was really funny to watch because it was just kind of like, oh, okay, so they're talking about it. And then all of a sudden, next, yeah. Like, the cut was just like them driving towards the payphone. And I was like, oh my God.
We both were like, whoa, what the heck just happened?
Because it was just, what was it, Esposito's Challenger or Charger, yeah, that was just driving. Know. I was like, oh, okay, we're there, we're here, we found the location. But I wasn't expecting it to be a recorder. Yeah. I definitely thought they were going to find, like, fingerprints or something else, and then when they brought out the recorder, I was like, oh, they're so good.
And super creepy, the fact that they had chopped up mm-hmm. different interview portions that she had done previously and different other things, yeah, which, to make this.
Which, when they brought it up, the fact that I was sitting there going, oh, wow, they must have been doing this for a while, which they yeah. did bring up that, like, they've been doing this over time, because that was just a few months ago when Castle first went
exactly.
missing. So it's been a few weeks, maybe like a couple months, like after the 2 months that he's been gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of prep.
And terrifying for Castle and Kate to realize that somebody has tracking their every move for the last couple months.
Yeah, which I kind of want to bring up okay. really quickly from a commenter or a user from last week, where he had two theories. It's VTOOKY, VTOOKY 81. And they said, I have two theories. One, I think Dr. Kelly and the triple killer were deliberately in the precinct to give themselves an alibi, which we talked mm-hmm. about last week. Also, number two, I'm thinking this has to explain what happened to Castle when he disappeared, and someone was going around as him. Because she rearranges people's faces. And mm-hmm. I was like, I never thought about
never
that.
Never thought about that.
Because why would they be tracking him for 2 months while he was gone?
Yeah.
So
true.
I was like, huh, smart. Hmm. I'm sure that it's 3XK's way of framing him for something even bigger to come through. But now uh-huh. we don't know, because obviously in the end of this episode,
yeah.
everybody died. Sorry, spoiler alert if you haven't
well,
seen the episode.
Everybody but. Except for the formal triple killer who's in jail still.
Yeah. So that's the problem, is that I didn't think about that until he brought it up in the comments of how, yeah, they could have totally had somebody else and just knocked him out for
yeah.
2 months. And no one would even have to know. But also doesn't explain creepy. His childhood either. So it's opened up a whole
so
different can
things.
Of worms. But I wanted to ask you about it because it
yeah.
does kind of relate to what we're talking about, especially for
it
this
totally
episode.
It totally does.
Mm-hmm. It's so strange.
I don't see how next episode, I know I say this every single week, but I mean, seriously, how can they not talk about this and Castle's childhood, what happened?
We're
it's
like,
been 15 weeks now. I need answers.
Like, seriously, like, we've been.
This is not okay.
Yeah, it's been 15 weeks.
15 weeks. And now the fact that we've got, you know, Castle, who's been missing, Kate, who's been missing, we got them both back. It's time for some answers.
Yeah, we got them married.
We got the wedding done.
We got the wedding done. We're done.
We're done. We're done, people.
Bring
we
back.
Need answers now.
Bring
Go
it back,
back
guys.
To episode one.
Oh, my word. But, yeah, I did like the fact, thank you for your theory there, because that's opened a whole different door for at least my theories and things like that, because now I want to know, like,
yeah.
Is that what they're doing? Is that what they were planning on doing? And I want to know
something. I feel like they just opened something so much bigger than what we had even thought it could have been.
I'm hoping that when the season finale comes up, or at least the last 3 to 2 episodes, it better be freaking good. Because these past 2 episodes were crazy.
Really good. Really good.
Yeah, which I want to get into about after they track the, when he gets another phone call in the precinct and mm-hmm. they track it to Castle's home.
Yeah.
And obviously Alexis and Mama Shades
is
totally fine, which was, I was expecting them to be gone too. And I was like, everybody's being taken. It's another episode of Taken. Liam Neeson's going to come out. You know, apparently he has a special set of skills and it's going to be great. But, you know, they're fine. He sends them off to Europe as per usual. And then all of a sudden they track the van.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the part that literally took me into, wow, Castle's gotten, writers are getting really good with suspense and throwing us off for even if it's a split second.
Yeah.
Because when you find supposedly Kate sitting in the chair, and then as soon as he comes in, what goes off?
Her voice.
Yeah, her voice goes off like, no, it's a trap. And then just gunshots and then blood splatter. And I was like, whoa.
What?
Whoa.
On earth.
That
I honestly was like, what just happened? Like,
I mean,
what?
I knew that Kate wasn't dead.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yes, I was just like, no, Kate, but at the same time, you were like, Alexis, they can't kill her
off.
I was
like, how can they kill off Kate with 7 more episodes to go in this season? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and that was pretty. I mean, it wasn't super violent.
For a second, we were like,
no, I literally, my heart like jumped into my throat and then back down. Yeah. And I was just like, what happened? She's dead. This is what's happening. She's dead, and that's it. Castle's got to figure it out on his own. And you're like, no, Alexis, no.
Yeah. I think at this point, though, in the episode, we're like, okay, these people are dead serious on whatever they're doing, and they're not playing around.
Yeah, I mean, so was Castle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to, you know, keep jumping back and forth, but obviously from the beginning when Castle went to Tyson/Boudreaux's house, mm-hmm. and he was just ready to attack him, and Ryan was just like, this is not helping, this and this and this, and I was just like, wow, this is really different than the Castle episodes mm-hmm. that I'm used to, which we're obviously going to get back into after this episode.
But that's the first point where we were like, whoa, he's gone to a dark place. At this point, we don't know what he's capable of. He's got a gun pointed at some guy's head like he's going to shoot him.
I mean, I don't know if it was just me, but I felt like I don't remember Castle caring that much in the other episode. I mean, I know that usually if he was on the scene with Kate and everybody, he's usually just wearing his rider, bulletproof vest, mm-hmm. and that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he knows how to use a gun, but I've never actually seen him use it.
I was going to say, I never really saw him use one or, like, even, like, have it on him or anything.
I don't think so. I mean, fans, you know, help us out, you know, fact check, hashtag fact check for us, but I don't remember.
Maybe I just haven't... Like, maybe it was there and I just didn't
think
about
attention.
It. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention to something like that.
I mean, I figured, technically even in the Western episode that we saw this season, he was, have a gun, but it wasn't used for violence. It was more just like,
it's fun, yeah.
I mean, and I'm used to seeing him as like, you know, Captain from Firefly and a couple other things. So I know he's used it before in my brain, but I don't remember actually seeing Castle using it as a threat
mm-hmm.
in this until this episode, and it was nuts. But so we find out obviously that the lady in the chair is a random victim that they picked up off the street. She was a drug
addict. She happened to look like Kate too, though.
Yeah, which was creepy how they were like, let's find someone who looks kind of like Kate and put a wig on her. And mm-hmm. they shot her up. That was crazy.
I mean, how scary for that random girl, though.
Yeah, she was blindfolded and gagged, and they just, she had no idea what was going on, and then she just died. Writers, goosebumps, literally. Like, I had shivers up
the
and down.
The writers are going to a dark place with that one.
Until we have the alien episode next week.
They're like, we're just going to spin this all around to some cheese now.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think we've tortured you guys enough. Yeah. So let's give you some fun alien stuff. Here you go.
Some fun stuff.
But
this episode, like we talked about, Castle went to go visit the former triple killer in jail.
Yeah.
And I think I feel like he was, like, already knowing where Castle was going with this because he's already in communication mm-hmm. with Tyson, even though he kind of made it seem like, oh, no, like, why would you think I talk to him all the time kind of
thing.
Yeah,
I felt like it was not needed. I mean, I get why they did it because you can see the anger in his face of, like, I'm still stuck in here. Like, how dare you be able to roam free? But at the same time, I felt like it wasn't... Most of the conversation wasn't really necessary. I felt like we were just going around in circles.
And now I kind of feel like he was more of like the ringleader than Tyson was. Like he's given like, I feel like maybe he was like, oh, Tyson, you need to go do this.
Yeah. I feel like there's obviously the Vituki said in the comment that there's something bigger that we don't know what's going on. And it has to do something with... Just a bigger plot with the plastic surgery, the 3K, the triple killer, and it's just crazy. So I'm really excited to see if we ever get back to this topic and this storyline that it's going to be really good.
Speaking of plastic surgery and creepy things, can we please talk about Kelly Newman? Because she gives me the EBGBs.
No, like that whole interaction scene between, you know, Kate being obviously tied up or gagged or whatever in the operating room. It was just the creepiest thing of how she was just like playing with her chin.
That
and, like,
really
her...
just creeped me out. Like, yeah. I don't know. That was the one thing that bugged me of the whole episode that I just wanted to like run out and like not watch anymore. I'm like, I can't do this. This is creeping me out. Like, I felt like she was going to like take a knife and just like.
No, I was.
I mean, she probably would have.
No, she was going to. We just, you know,
we just
Kate
didn't see
obviously
it,
got to it. But I mean, at the same time, Yeah, just the fact of the writers really brought her character out this time. Because at first I was like, okay, she is a little creepy. She keeps commenting on her face. Yeah. That's fine. That's okay. We get that. But the fact that she was, like, stroking her cheek, like, caressing her cheek. Yeah. And, like, moving her hair out of her face behind her ear. I was just like, this is weird.
So, and her, oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say actress-wise. Fantastic.
That's what I was just going to say. I was just going to say, like, her face when acting this whole scene was so beyond perfect. Props to whoever.
I can't remember her name in real life. Top, like, oh my God.
But wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the fact that she could keep a smile the whole time. I'm sorry. If I was sitting on that table, I was just. Like, I would be laughing the whole time.
It was just like a creep. Oh, I don't even know. It just creeped me out.
Yeah.
It's going to give me nightmares.
No, like this. I mean, last episode was pretty creepy. I feel like this episode, it took the cake. I definitely have to sleep with all my lights on.
Right.
And I have to watch all of the Disney movies to get through
this. I think
it's
been years since Castle has done that to me where I really am just creeped out by it.
Yeah, because it was. Ugh, that
Good
was
job.
That whole scene. And I love how they kind of dragged it out, too.
Yes.
Like, there's, like, those weird, awkward silences. And I was like, what are we doing? Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. I want it to go away now.
I know. And then Kate, like, reaching under and unscrewing the screw and her hands all bloody because she's obviously been trying to, like, rub it and get it loose and stuff.
Yeah, see, you were smart because I was sitting there going, what is she going to use the string for? And then I realized, oh, wait. The binding is where the stitching is.
Yep.
So she was trying to take the stitching out. So I was like, okay. Because at first I was like, what's she going to do? Choke her with it?
Yeah.
Like, what's that going to do?
What's that going to do? Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I thought she was trying to get it looked like at first she was trying to get the bar undone so that she could,
that's
like,
what I thought. She was going to whack her or something. But then you could tell, like, then her strap was on it and she was trying to get
it. And I was like,
off.
Okay, I see that. But it was, of course, perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
But before we keep going with Kate, I definitely want to talk about Castle's whole strategy and how it deceived us that we thought he was going to go by himself, but he ended up bringing.
Because while this is going on, you and I are talking about, Castle, why are you so stupid? Why would you do this again? You almost got arrested the first time you went by yourself.
That scene also scared me, watching Castle
like,
just
going
to town. I was just like, you shouldn't have done this by yourself. Why are you doing that?
Why does he go to these places by himself? We were, like, screaming at the TV, like, stop! Tell someone!
Yeah.
Call someone right now! It's not too late! Call someone!
I mean, he was on his iPad in the car. I was like, you could email
somebody. It's not too late. And then, sure enough, Castle had us fooled, and he had this whole entire plan with Esposito ready to go.
Which I don't know how you guys feel about it or you about this episode, but I felt like this is the first time where they kind of deceived the audience of Castle's thought process.
Totally.
Because I don't remember, I mean, I would literally, it's been 7 seasons.
Yes.
Like, it's hard for me to bring out some stuff, but. Like, the fact that, you know, he sat there and he looked like he was talking to himself, even though in my brain I was like, who's he talking to at first?
We're
I was like,
he's gone crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I think he, well, especially because it was right after the scene of him, I mean, I love the actor who plays Tyson / Boudreaux. He is so good at just flipping the switch. Like, I loved how I actually for a second there thought like, oh my God, this guy is not who he is. And that he's just stuck in this horrible situation of getting his face to look like a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Until he looked up when he got arrested, when Castle got arrested. I was like, nope, never mind.
He's
a psychopath.
He flipped it so many times tonight. It was like every scene like he was in, he was like.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who was what at one point. I was just like, okay, now you're being Boudreaux. Okay, now you're back to Tyson. Now you're back to, like when he was, I loved how as soon as he opened the door, he's like, no, I'm not letting you in. It didn't even matter. He just smashed the door.
Yeah.
Like right into his face. And I was like, wow. This is new. This is a different Castle. I like it, but at the same time, not a fan.
Not okay to go by yourself.
I like that Tiana even also brought it up, like, oh yeah, Castle doesn't have any training. Like, he doesn't do anything. But tonight really changed my perspective on him because he was kind of, you know, I feel like he had no moral ground. He was like, I'm going to kill you until I get my Kate back.
He's
and
like,
I was
you
like,
mess with my woman, I mess with you.
Yeah, which is funny because, I mean, Kate was kind of on the same boat when Castle was missing, but she's a cop, so she has to think about, like, I don't want to get into too much trouble, so I'm going to try to take the safe route, but at the same time, double into some naughtiness. But Castle's not a cop. He's just going on, like, primal instincts of, like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Bringing it all back to Taken, like, I will find you, and I will kill you. Like, that's what it felt like to me, and it was really cool to see that. And then, of course, bringing it back to where he's in his, was it his Buick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then, the Wi-Fi on it. I started cracking up. It said, like, Castle's Buick hotspot. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow, you're definitely a rich person.
Hilarious. But, yeah, he had his iPad out, and he was trying to... He was opening his email.
Yeah, to see the house floor plans. He was trying to see the floor plans, I think, so he could figure out where each of the rooms were mm-hmm. and where they might be.
Yeah, and then, of course, he took his gun out, and I was like, man, he just has guns and, like, things just lying around the house, apparently. Awesome. And, yeah, and then he goes out, and he's, what, by the tree, and then guess who we see smoking by,
Yeah, Amy.
Amy. And when I was like, okay, so she's definitely part of it, but I don't know what her plan is.
I still feel like we don't know why she was there, though, because she got locked in the trunk, and then that was the end of it.
And we never saw her.
And we never saw her. Did she ever get out of the trunk?
I mean, that's the other thing is I don't understand is that Esposito and Ryan were helping her, so did they get her out of the trunk and then, like, take her away, or what happened?
They kind of left that storyline.
I guess because to us, maybe Amy's not that important, but I feel like she's going to play a role later.
Yeah, she might come back later episodes.
Yeah, because, I mean, I can't really tell because when she was shaking when she was trying to light her cigarette, so I can't tell if she's, like, hating her job or she's just kind of stressed out.
Yeah, she's got to be a part of it because why would they let her walk out of the house and smoke a cigarette if, I mean, they have Kate tied up? I mean, it just hasn't.
I mean, technically, she was correct that she was alone in the house. Tyson ended up coming up later. But I was just confused as to, like, because there was two plates there's two glasses of wine. So I'm like, are you having wine with Tyson? I thought Kelly was Tyson's, wait, what?
Yeah, what?
So it's a little weird. So I feel like, you know, that, yeah, she's definitely going to come back, especially after what happened, because they're obviously dead. So I feel like Amy's going to be like, you killed my man! And, like, doing crazy crap. And I think it's going to be awesome. But... yeah, so they put her in the trunk, and then what happens after that?
So then Castle goes inside, and he's, like, looking around, remember? Because we were talking about how clean the house was until they got to the one room. Upstairs. And then it was a mess.
It was just like, oh, let's cover all our... It was like, it's like my grandmother's house. Like, they covered everything in plastic.
Yeah.
You know, because she's there's a little, like, old Filipino lady. And there's, like, sheets and plastic, except for the kitchen, because everything needs to be used in the kitchen, apparently. Yeah. And then you get upstairs, and it's, like, dingy, it's, like, gross, dirty, like
rat poop looking things all over. Gross.
Yeah, and it was just like, yeah, there was, like, paint falling off the walls, and there's flies, and I was like, so weird. What's the difference between up and what?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then he finds that one room with all the newspaper clippings.
Yeah, which is super creepy because they have all these old newspaper clippings with Beckett's and Castle's faces on these.
From, like, season one.
Yeah, from old stuff. And then he sees the computer monitor with Kate on it, like, streaming from wherever room she's in.
Which, by the way, you're streaming Wi-Fi or internet or whatever? Fantastic. Like, holy smokes. I was like, it's clear. She's moving. There's no lag. I just wanted to put that out there.
Super, like, random.
I'm just saying, because, I mean, I Skype my family in the Philippines all the time, and I don't even get that.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Serial Killer's got some good internet.
they got some good internet. And that's kind of where Tyson comes in and kind of, you know, flips the script on Castle and says, like, I led you here. I knew that you were going to come here. I'm going to kill you, kind of thing. And then I'm like, oh, what is going on? And then Castle flips it on him mm-hmm. again and is like, no, I lured you here.
I love it because we're like,
huh?
What?
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
And then there was, like, some mouse reference in there, like a mouse always, like, you know, goes to the end of the maze. Yeah, and, like,
because of cheese.
Because of the I was
being such. I was writing notes. I was just like,
they got a little crazy right there. But all I know is then Tyson got shot by Espo, and we were like, yay!
Oh, I was so happy. You guys should have seen me. I literally, like, threw my notes in the air. I was like, I knew it!
We were like, yes, go Espo! But
the funny thing is, I didn't think they were going to kill him. I thought they were going to arrest him.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is my fan question of this episode going into the next one. Did you guys think... I mean, obviously, we're all, like, super excited that he's dead, but did you guys expect him to die in this episode, or did you think that the police were going to arrest him and try to put him back into prison again? I mean, I understood why.
I totally wish they could have arrested him because then maybe they would have got some answers. But I feel like in that situation, Castle really didn't have the upper hand, even though he thought he did. had Espo not been there. And so I feel like that was kind of their only option, was just shoot and
no,
go.
I mean, the answer to my own question was that I'm glad that they killed him, was because he's gotten out so many times that he needs to die. But at the same time, for some odd reason, my brain wasn't thinking, oh, they're going to shoot him and that's it. I thought that they were going to arrest him, put him in like a crazy secured prison and find, and then I thought that he was going to tease like, you know, oh, you have no idea. And then the whole castle theory mm-hmm. would have been from there. But that's why I want to know if you guys were thinking the
same
thing. Yeah,
I'm curious to hear what they all think, too.
Mm-hmm. And then, so he's dead.
He's dead.
And they find out through the last number that he called where Kate is.
Mm-hmm.
But Kate is already, a badass. So she sat there and Kelly Neiman was, getting nervous, and she...
Yeah, because she was expecting a phone call from Tyson, and when he wasn't calling her, she was like, what do I do? She's like, well, screw it. She almost got her purse to, like, leave, and she was like, no, wait, no, I gotta do this now. And so then she, like, put it back down, grabbed the little knife thing, and was gonna go in for Kate's... into Kate's face. And I knew... I just had this feeling. I was like, oh, Kate's going to get her. I thought Kate was just going to whack her.
Yeah. But I thought that's exactly what I thought she was going to do. It was just going to be a straight up pipe.
Yeah. No. She demolished her.
That was crazy. I mean, the funny thing is, I was hoping, not to be like even more like cynical than this episode is, I was hoping that there would be like a cut or something.
Yeah.
So that it would remind her forever. Like that. I mean, I don't want her to go through that.
You want her to get hurt.
No, I obviously don't want her to get hurt, but I think it would be crazy to see her change as a cop, because I don't think she's been in crazy predicaments before, but this one was pretty bad because it was kind of personal.
I feel like the emotional scar on her is going to be super deep, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. But that's what I wanted to add to it, is that she'll see, like, this scar, and that's the first thing that she'll think of. I mean, like I said, she's been through enough. I think she can handle it, but I think it would have been crazy just to get, like, just a tiny little thing. Just something. But, yeah, she... And I also wasn't expecting Kate to kill her.
No. I don't know how many of you guys watched Scandal, but I said, oh, she just went all Huck on him.
Right? Yeah. When they found her, she was standing there, and I obviously they cut to her hand, covered in blood, and I was like, okay, maybe she, like, I don't know, like, a couple slices here and there, and she's probably fine. But no, there was, like a pool of blood. And I was like, okay, Kate. All right, you know what? I'm gonna back up and just let you do your thing. I get it.
Messing around.
No, and I love it because what you mentioned was just like, did you see all their faces?
Yeah.
Like, jaws like, open. Kate, here, let me just take that.
Kate, put down the scalpel.
Yeah.
Put down
the scalpel. Okay, we're all good. I got you. But yeah, it was exactly like a Scandal moment of just like, I mean, it would have been worse to see her like tied up and like plastic all laid out and just being like, you know
I
what?
I chopped her to bits.
I think that would have been like, okay, we have hit a different spectrum here, but yeah.
Kate, now we really need to talk.
Yeah. But I mean, it was kind of crazy to see both Castle and Kate go through a dark, emotional turmoil to the point where they actually killed somebody.
Yeah.
Technically.
Exactly.
So, I mean, Esposito technically took the shot, but...
But Castle was ready to do it.
Yeah, like, he was like, no, I don't want to take him in. He needs to die. Which was, I'm gonna assume, was that was their train of thought, and they executed it.
Yep.
Very well. So, I mean...
So crazy.
But, we get back to, Kate's back in the precinct. There's slow clap.
Yeah.
For her. She comes in.
And she's, like, looking all sad, like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I just feel bad for her right then.
Yeah, I wanted to give her a giant hug, which Lainey did.
Lainey's awesome. The greatest.
This is obviously just me being a nitpicker, but, like, I thought it was really funny that Captain was just like... I guess all she did, and I was like, no clap, no nothing.
Like, what
you it's do? Like, just a smile of approval. Okay, cool. You're just too much
she's
a tough cookie.
She's just too cool for us.
Apparently, she's too cool for Kate, so whatever. But yeah, and it was a really good episode.
Really good.
Did you have any favorite moments?
I got... This is so demented.
What?
I liked when she chopped her up. Like, when she went all crazy. All
right, so now we know that Heather is a crazy person. It's cool.
I mean, that's so un-Kate-like.
It's true. Because usually she has so much control. I never thought about it that way. I mean, my favorite was seeing kind of Castle being out of his element. Yeah. That was kind of cool, just to see him kind of
turn into this person who's just like, I need to find my wife, and I don't care who gets in my way, you're going to get hurt. And mm-hmm. I was like, smart. And I like that he brought Ryan and Esposito in on it.
Yes.
That was my favorite part.
So smart, and totally threw us for a loop because we weren't expecting that.
I didn't think they were even close. I thought they were not even by the whiteboard. So yeah. I was like, oh, okay, so he's talking to himself like a crazy person. Yeah. Great. That's
like, awesome. We've really lost everyone's minds in this show.
Then it's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. But
Oh, go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I really want to know what you guys think for the rest of the season, if we're going to get more dark stuff, because obviously we're going to get into predictions about next week. It's not so dark anymore.
No. Let's get into some predictions then.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Please go first. I mean, the sound right here kind of goes in well with next week's alien themed. And I don't even know where to go with this because it's alien themed. And what really do you do with that? I don't know.
But I feel like they're just bringing back Firefly stuff.
Yes. Okay. So we've had a dark couple of weeks. And so they need to lighten up the mood. I get it. We're bringing back the cheese that we got in a few episodes, more than a few episodes this season.
Love it.
It's time, I guess.
I mean, Writers, I get it. We need a break.
Yeah. This was a really, it was a deep, dark, twisted episode. God. I mean, I might have nightmares now because of this tonight.
Yeah.
So, I get it. You're bringing it back. I do not want to, like, forget what happened in this episode, and I want them to come back to this.
They should.
Because I think we still need more answers from this, and I think part of those answers are going to be about Castle and his kidnapping. We just need them, and I feel like this has opened it now.
Yeah, and I feel like they're just going to wait till the last three episodes. Yeah, at least. I highly doubt it's going to take up the rest of the season. It's just going to be like, you know, previously on Castle, and it's going to bring everything back, and it's just like, oh, okay. We're finally into it. Here we go. But for now, it'll just be, you know, typical, you know, mystery upon mystery.
Yeah.
So, my prediction is that, like I said before, that there is something giant happening and that they're going to just, it's going to rain down on us when mm-hmm. the time comes. But for now, it's definitely just going to be cute little lighthearted alien stuff. I'm just more intrigued that they did bring back, like, the Western thing, and now there's a space thing, and I'm just like, if anyone's a huge Nathan Fillion fan, this is just plain bliss for us, at least. But at the same time, I am kind of tired of it. I kind of want to just get into the nitty-gritty and move on. Yeah. And I was liking the fact of how kind of gory we've gotten.
I kind of liked this episode a lot. This might have been one of my favorite episodes so far.
Yeah, I mean, both episodes together, I think that they were really good. And mm-hmm. I kind of want them to keep with that tone, but I know that they can't because it's on at like 9 o'clock.
They got to be a little more lighthearted at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but which makes sense. But I feel like if they could have like a, not like an HBO, like Game of Thrones kind of thing, but I mean, how to get away with murder.
I was just going to say, you know what?
Scandal they are pretty bad.
They're getting away with a lot of things, and they're on the same network, ABC, so.
I mean, it's not ABC Family, so no, we can get away with that.
We can push the buttons a little bit further.
But I understand, and I applaud you, writers, that you guys were really changing it up, and I really like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, whatever happens, happens. I just feel like this is going to be just a normal Castle episode, and we need to get back on it.
I agree. So we have 7 episodes left to go, and,
seven episodes.
I kind of feel like we're going to get, like, 4 cheesy ones, and then the last three, they're going to really hit it hard with everything that we've been asking this whole season.
I'm so excited for that because I think it's going to be fantastic and it's going to be just fast paced blood. I mean, not too much blood, but you know,
not too much.
Yeah, but enough for us to be like, "Whoa, that was on Castle." Okay, cool.
Exactly.
I do have a shout out.
Okay,
This is for REM. And he said, I just listened to you guys on iTunes during my run, and now I'm randomly stumbling onto you guys here on YouTube.
Hey. Hi!
I cannot wait for the next episode of Castle and for you guys to talk about it.
Sweet!
Thanks.
Thank you!
But I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't have anything for this week because I've been in my...
I don't have any news and gossip either, so I just want to get to the nitty gritty. Like, yeah. Today, or yesterday, technically.
Or next Sunday.
Yeah, that too. So,
thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at A Torres. That's 890. So that's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. I also just opened my own Facebook page, so you guys are totally allowed to like message me and we can totally keep up the chat from there. I would love to hear everybody's
theories. Do you know what the Facebook.com backslash
I think it's Facebook.com / A Torres 890, I believe. If not, cool. Tweet me and I'll help you guys out.
Yeah. And you can find me on Twitter and on Instagram at Heather Joy Smith. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next Monday.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.